Welcome to Picking Up, a new musical on Musical Theater Radio.
Lucy Tucker and Ella Denver are playing Scrabble at the table. They're drinking bottles of beer.
It's your turn.
Oh.
How's your job?
Not bad. I'm head nurse for Margo's floor now.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that. You've worked so hard to get there, and I'm still not getting anywhere, so...
How's your internship?
It's been quite a trip, but I'm not sure I can handle it.
You're Lucy Tucker, and you can do anything.
I wish that I wasn't back in this old one-horse hometown.
Hey, you love it here.
Because of what happened here, but I'm glad that we've stayed close after all these years. We're picking up right where we left off, picking up right where we were, picking up right where we left off, picking up right where the friendship that we both share complicates our lives.
Your turn.
Go. I wouldn't know.
She would be here soon.
How's my gram getting along at the home?
She's always a hoot, and everybody there loves her eccentric personality. She's in good hands.
I hope she isn't too much to bear.
Not at all. She makes me laugh like no one else can bear.
I'm so glad you're here now. It's been quite a scare for the whole Tucker family. Aunt Joni here.
Luce, please don't take this the wrong way, but whatever comes, you have to be strong.
She's gonna pull through, Al, she'll prove you wrong. She'll be picking up.
I was just resting my eyes.
Well, my mistake.
Now, girls, could you please put the kettle on? A cup of tea would be nice in here.
Sure, Grandma.
On second thought, I think I'll just have a beer.
I don't think so.
We're picking up right where we left off. Picking up right.
Heard the title song from a new show called Picking Up, a New Musical. I'm Nathan Christopher, and I co-wrote the show with Gregory Douglas, who is joining me here on this broadcast. Picking Up premiered as a workshop exactly 1 year ago today in New York City. It was part of Emerging Artist Theater's New Work series. The show starred Leah Abrams as Margot, Jill Engstrom as Lucy, Diana Kazakova as Lee, and Andrea Schmidt as Ella. It was directed by Jonna DeGesso, and that opening number featured Leah, Jill, and Andrea. Last year's sold-out performance also included Julianne B. Merrill on keys and Lisa Liu on guitar. Now, please welcome to the show my creative partner, Gregory Douglas.
Thanks, Nathan, and thanks to all of you for spending some time with us as we revisit this one-year anniversary of our debut production. We're going to bring you a few more songs from that live performance, plus a couple of surprises. But before we dive in, you might be asking what Picking Up is all about. Here's the short version so that we can get back to the music. It's the 1990s, when everyone still relied on the landline telephone. Remember that? The landline is a lifeline to four women who have been brought together and are anxiously awaiting a phone call. As the hours slip away, tensions run high, friendships are tested, and secrets are exposed. Picking Up, a New Musical, is a story about relationships, family, and what happens when everything is on the line. Here's another song called Everything's Great, featuring Jill Engstrom as Lucy and Andrea Schmidt as Ella, with commentary by Diana Kazakova as Lucy's mother, Lee. It's about keeping up appearances when everything is crashing down around you.
So, how's big city life?
I'm great. My apartment is great, it's just fine. It's the cutest little place. I have pictures here somewhere. I brought them for Graham to see. Oh, here they are. This one was a few months ago when we painted the living room gunpowder blue. And here's the before when it was just coffee-stained yellow. The blue's much more mellow, right? Everything's great, I'm fine.
Well then, that's nice. How's Patrick?
Yes, how is Patrick?
Who Patrick? My Patrick? He's great. Our relationship is great, it's just fine.
Well, how come he's not
here? He's homesick in bed with a bad case of
Hives!
Hives?
Yes, Patrick has hives, but he'll be all right.
From what?
Must be from the new paint job.
I don't think that's it, Elle, but thanks for the help. It's probably just an allergic reaction.
Or bed bugs or shingles.
Everything's great, I'm fine. Everything's great and I'm happier than I ever was. You should see how sun shines through my one bedroom window where I definitely don't sleep alone. Cause Patrick's there in my arms.
Well, I'm glad he's not in your arms at the moment with the hives and whatever.
Why don't you tell them about how well your job is going, Luce?
Thanks, Elle. Works great. I'm still at Cooper and Marks. They're such nice guys. I think I'm proving my worth there more
just like
every
father.
Day. There's no better law firm in town.
You really should see how she runs the place. I mean, those file cabinets are like so organized.
Okay, thank you, Elle.
Her research is so on point and so well analyzed.
You're still an intern?
An intern today, then a partner tomorrow. Right. Work until I die. Everything's great, I'm
She's
fine. Everything's great and
She's
I'm happier than I ever was. You should see how the sun shines.
Honestly, Lucy, I'm quite relieved to hear that. I've been worried that this Patrick of yours was no better than your father. If he ever leaves you high and dry like that deadbeat left us, God help him, I'll skin him alive.
Everything's great and I'm happier than I ever was. You should see how the sun shines
so much.
One bedroom window where she definitely doesn't sleep alone. Cause Patrick's there in my
great.
The next song, Picking Up the Pieces, is a tense moment between best friends Lucy and Ella, played by Jill Engstrom and Andrea Schmidt.
Just go.
Lightning, thunder, lights flicker again.
How you gonna say it's fine with all of this pain, with all of this pain?
How they gonna reach this line in all of this rain, in all of this rain?
Where you going?
Nowhere special.
Right for the door, always right for the door.
I'm just gonna grab her luggage out of the car. It's not raining that hard.
I didn't mean to.
I'll be right back.
You've said that one before. Soon you'll be gone again. Why am I always picking up the pieces? Picking up the pieces. Hey, we should really talk things through, just so you're prepared. It's okay that you're scared.
There's nothing to talk about. Elle Joan will stay strong. And now that Patrick is gone, I'll have more time to visit her.
Did he have any explanation?
Right for the door. He went right for the door.
Maybe he just needs some space, Lou.
Said, but I've heard it before, and now I'm alone again. Why am I always picking up the pieces? Picking up the pieces.
I'm sorry, I know this is hard.
She'll make it. Don't doubt her.
Hey, Lucy, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I am.
It's okay. I'm just...
I know.
This next number, Live While You Can, is the last of the live performances we selected from our debut production. Sung by Andrea Schmidt as Ella, the song is about experiencing everything you can in life, both the joyful and the painful.
I'm just glad that I'm able to get an early glimpse, and believe me, I'm taking notes so I'll know the tricks when I get there. Life is short, and getting shorter with each passing day. Every one of us here has something that we've been trying to say. Searching for the words, never knowing. Trying to hide insecurities we've been showing. Tomorrow will bring another day. Don't let it get away. And so you've got to live while you can. In all its joy and in all its pain, try. Standing in the rain, when you're locked out, standing in the rain.
Gray? Is that a nurse you work with?
No, he's a resident who doesn't like to wear pants despite our best efforts.
That's offensive.
I think she likes it.
Grandma!
Because it's our anniversary, we want to share something special. Here's a recording of the song Joni, which is about the woman our characters have come together to support. This version is sung by Gregory and his sister Gwendolyn from a live performance at Rockwood Music Hall in New York City.
Yeah. don't know your strength, like I know your strength. They don't know them. Why are you afraid I see the girl that I love? They don't know them. Love will heal, and love is all we got to love is sad. But love is strong.
Our final number is a new, never-before-heard song that we're debuting right here on Musical Theater Radio. It's a ballad called She's the One, sung by Gregory because it was written after our workshop last year. In the next performance of Picking Up, this will be a song for Ella.
It's not gonna stop. It's never going away. All these conflicting emotions I feel day after day. So, like it or not, this bleeding heart's here to stay. I could move on, but I'm not the type to just walk away. Well, it's all for the best and the rest's just a test, yeah, I know. But I can't believe I'm this lonely, sad woman here hiding behind this thin disguise. And I'm pretending that I'm alright, because she's the one who overwhelms my life. She's always on my mind, and she's not even mine. She's the one, she's the one I always stand up for. She's all I know for sure. When the world gets cold, on the other side of the rainbow. And I know I'm not the man she's looking for, but I'm gonna have her hand to hold forevermore, 'cause she's the one.
They're friendship necklaces. Don't ever take it off, okay? Even in the shower? Well, maybe just the shower.
And sleeping?
Sleeping and showering, but that's it, okay? Okay. Best friends forever. Right, Al?
Who am I to wish for more than a genuine friend? She's everything. I'm not in this world, yet I still pretend that I'm just her pal, always keeping it cash. Yeah, I know, but I don't believe I'm this heartbroken woman here hiding behind this thin disguise. And I'm here trying with all my might, 'cause she's the one who overwhelms my life. She's always on my mind, and she's not even mine. She's the one, she's the one I always stand up for. She's all I know for sure. When the world gets cold, on the other side of the rainbow, I know I never will be as the man she really needs. And I'll always have her hand to hold forevermore. But now I'm beginning to wonder why she's the one.
I told you I'll get them. Hold on. Found them. What are you looking for? She took up those candles, but no matches. But I found some. Saving the day? Hardly. Do you need anything, Graham? I'm fine, honey. Thanks for asking. There. Now, what was that for? A kiss for good luck, in case I don't make it back down here. Good luck, Lucy. Thanks. Once more onto the breach.
She's the one who overwhelms my heart. She's always on my mind, but I can't make her mine. She's the one, she's the one I'm always longing for. She's the one that I adore. When the world gets cold, on the other side of the rainbow. And I know I'm not the man she's looking for, but I'm gonna have her hand to hold forevermore. 'Cause she's the one. She's the one. She.
You say it like it's a bad thing. That's how I meant it. Well, I think calling me relentless is a compliment. If you say so.
I do.
Great. Now will you let it go?
Yes, she's the one.
Thank you for celebrating the one-year anniversary with us of Picking Up, a new musical. We're so grateful you're along for the ride. We're also grateful to the many strong and independent women who have made all of the difference in both of our lives. It's them we're paying homage to throughout the story of Picking Up. We'd love to hear your stories about the women who have made a difference in your lives, too. So please reach out to us at www.pickingupthemusical.com and follow us on social media for all the latest updates and future performances. We'd also like to thank Jean-Paul Jovanoff and Musical Theater Radio for their support. And many thanks to our original workshop team, Leah Abrams, Jill Engstrom, Jana DeGesso, Andrew Fox, Diana Kazakova, Lisa Liu, Julianne B. Merrill, and Andrea Schmidt. And thanks to my co-writer, Nathan Christopher. I'm Gregory Douglas. Thanks so much for listening.